Oh, I
okay,
see
it's recording.
I see it recording. That's like our theme song, right? I've been trying to sing our theme song.
I guess that's kind of how it sounds. We need to work on our acapella. We're gonna make Bamfapella. Bamfapella. It's our new group, guys. On Banff campus.
Maybe we should get a new theme song. If anybody out there has any ideas or knows a good theme song or something, we'll take it.
Listen, if there's anybody that composes music and things like that, and it won't cost me $1 million to pay you, not that I don't want to pay you, I'm just broke. But if I can find a way to pay you something, like I'm all about paying people, let us know, because I would love something like custom. I just, I don't want to screw anybody over by they make a great product and I can't pay them.
Yes. And you don't need to hire a vocalist because I will do the song. It's simply amazing. With
Okay, listen,
Lauren and
that was
Lena.
catchy though. I liked that. That was good.
Oh, you like the It's Simply Amazing with Lauren and Lisa. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
I love that you say Banff. Instead of bam, 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 it's Banff, Banff. I love that. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So welcome back, everybody, to Simply Amazing. I am Elisa, aka the OG Nocturne, and I have, of course, the fabulous, wonderful, getting her shit done. She is living her blight late life like a lady boss. How you doing, Lauren?
Lady boss. Yeah, I'm here. I have a brace on each of my thumbs right now because they're inflamed and they hurt. So thumbs up no matter what right now, guys. You could say something I hate and you'd still get a thumbs up. Both thumbs up.
Amen, girl. Amen. They're not going down ever.
No,
Unless
I mean I can turn them down, but
you can
it's a
turn
lot
your
of
wrist.
work.
Yeah,
It yeah,
that's
it's
true.
not
That's
fun
true.
because they're braced. It's not fun to do that.
Well, listeners, brace yourselves because
I'm so glad you used that segue. I was hoping you would.
thank you. Thank you. Brace yourselves because we are going to be talking about something quite controversial. And for 2% of our audience who listen from this country, you might change your opinion and you might cancel us. So Lauren has mentioned several times on the on this pod that she is not a fan of Kurt being German. And I ask you, Lauren, when did you get stuck in 1942? I don't understand.
See, I Lisa, before we start court, Lisa's like, are you ready to defend yourself? I was like, I have no defense. My thoughts are not researched. They are not well thought out. I don't picture him as German, if that makes any sense. And I was talking with a mutual on Twitter. I don't know if they want me to shout them out or not, so I'm gonna avoid it. But you know who you are if you're listening. You know who you are, because we had this conversation kind of recently.
You know who you are, Elon.
Fuck off. Why do you hate me? I have him blocked, straight up blocked on Twitter. I got nothing.
100% don't, because I'm pretty sure he unblocks, he undoes that for everybody.
I'm going to double check after we're done with this. I have to, because now you got me all paranoid. Anyways, but I was talking to this mutual, and basically my thing there is, and this mutual pointed out, and I was like, yeah, that kind of is it, is we don't see much of his German heritage, to be honest. Most of what we know about his origin and things like that is in the circus, which is cool, and Margali and Mystique, and eventually Destiny, because we're not going to talk about he who doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares. So that's the thing. I just the German thing doesn't connect with me, in terms of it making of adding anything to his character, because we don't get to see his German heritage. It's not really talked about a lot in his origins as of late, at least. And to be fair, his the German accent, I listen, this is where I'll get canceled, because the German accent to me, it's so weird with Kurt to me. I don't know how to explain it, because I know a lot of people, that got, became a huge fan of his character, you know, like grew up with the 90s X-Men show and all these things that I watched as well, where he has that very thick German accent. But I don't know, like, if we never hear about his German heritage and all that, why the fuck does he still have that accent too? Maybe I'm just stirring the pot. Maybe I'm just getting canceled for like 10 reasons right now, but it just, I don't know. It just doesn't connect with me, I guess. And even though I probably have a lot of German in my blood, because I'm like a mix of a bunch of white European shit, I don't get why he, the most German thing about him is his accent at this point. That's it. And I still don't get that.
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, right? I'm just looking up to see how to say you're canceled in German, but
okay, Lisa, I would like you to tell me, right, as a counterpoint, basically, and maybe this will help me better understand what I'm missing. Why do you love that Kurt is German? Why do you think that is important to his character, and why do you love that he's German?
I don't necessarily love that he's German. I just appreciate the diversity in ethnicity in the cast.
German? You're telling me German?
Again, girl. Okay. So this is something I need to talk about, because this is something I remember vividly being discussed years ago. And I don't know. I have not been able to find anything to corroborate it. So I don't know if it's like 100% true or not. However, oh God, sorry guys. Sorry for the little bleep bleep. Okay.
Lisa's so popular. She's not yes. canceled, unlike me.
I am not canceled yet. You know, we still have a couple more minutes in this podcast, at least that could happen. So the only thing I can think of is I used to be on that. I used to admin the board Nightcrawlers, which was a big Nightcrawler message board back in the early 2000s. Oh my God, 20 years ago. And Dave Cockrum and his wife, Katie Cockrum, were frequent visitors and would often talk about like the old days of comics and would share some kind of behind the scenes stories. So it's entirely possible that I heard this from him. I don't have access to most of that board anymore, so I couldn't even tell you, like, go back and look for it. But, and we also had chat rooms too, so it could have been in a chat log. I don't know. However, if someone knows the corroboration of this or can corroborate this, please let me know. However, I vaguely remember being told or hearing that they specifically chose the ethnicities for the characters in Giant Size X-Men as a marketing ploy to get into certain markets they wanted to sell the comics in.
Interesting. I had not heard of that before.
Like, that's why they specifically chose like the areas that they chose. But again,
like German, Russia, Germany, Russia,
Canada, what? Japan, you know, the UK, Ireland, UK.
Africa. Dude, that's pretty on the nose. I can't believe I think about that.
I mean, like, when you think about it, with the exception, the only exception is South America, but basically the Giant Size X-Men cover all the important continents. I mean, okay, and Australia. There's no Australia either. I love you, Australia. Don't hate me. How many Australians are listening? Yeah. Let me see really quickly. Oh, listen, my God, 3% of our 3% of our love base. We love all 3% of you.
I want to hug kangaroos. Australia, call me. Listen, it's like one of my life dreams. It's like top three in my life dreams is to hug just one kangaroo. The more
I've been to Australia, they do not allow you to hug kangaroos. Kangaroos are pretty aggressive.
Shh. Look, listen, people think I want to hug the biggest, giantest one that's going to box me to death. And listen, if I was really dumb, like I kind of want to be right now, I would just be like, yeah, absolutely, I want to hug that. But no, in reality, I want to like hold a little Joey, like a little baby Joey kangaroo. They're so cute. There's this page on Instagram I follow called the Kangaroo Sanctuary that's in Australia, and I love them. If I was in Australia, I would donate to them all the time. I would visit all the time, but I am in the United States, unfortunately. So yeah, yes. Here we are.
I went to Australia. I spent several months in Australia on working on a cruise ship, and it was pretty great. I loved Australia. So yeah, no shade Australia, but like, you know, I guess they just weren't interested in selling to you in the 70s. I don't know what to say about that. And same with South America, but they were all over Europe.
The United States as a country is a bitch to Australia. Sorry, guys. I apologize on behalf of our company. They not company, country. Sorry.
I don't blame them for going after Japan. That makes total sense. So,
no, all those are. That's the thing. Like, those aren't like just little countries. Or, oh, okay, that's interesting. They want to touch that market. No, like when you said that, I'm like, that makes perfect sense. So now to me, because if you also know this off your information and off what we've talked about before, so Dave Cockrum originally created Kurt for DC for a version of the Outsiders. And DC was like, nope, no thanks. And so eventually Kurt and you know, a version of Storm too, they got reworked into the X-Men at Marvel. And I wonder if, only if, that has some validity to it. Then I wonder if they're like, fuck, we need to get in Germany. We don't have a German character. The blue guy. Make him German. Go.
Yeah, I don't know if Dave actually had any say in choosing that Kurt was going to be German. I don't know if that was the case or not. Because that was, it was never, never ever was, like, Kurt was an alien initially in Dave's very earliest incarnation of the character. He was an alien, and then he was also a demon. So him being German was never part of the initial character design for Nightcrawler by Dave Cockrum. So, but of course, you know, Nightcrawler is, as are all comic book characters, I mean, they're not really created by one person. It's a collaborative effort between the artist and the writer. So you have, you know, it's a very two-sided coin that way. But as far as just like going back to like talking about him just being German in general, I don't know. Like, I like the, I don't need it to be like in your face. He's wearing Lederhosen and talking about Oktoberfest, and, you know, like, I don't need that. I just like the little touches. I like that he has like a connection to like European heritage. The one thing I will say is that, you know, comics back in the day, back in this time, were very, one note about how they depicted any culture, period. And it really doesn't matter what like European country this takes place in. There are pitchforks and there are torches, even though it's like the 1970s. You're telling me that they're still chasing people down with pitchforks and torches in the 1970s in Europe? Are you? Come on.
I mean, maybe that was, you know, people in the US trying to, what's the word? Take a jab at Europe and be like, well, see, the United States, we're bigger and better than even Europe now, because they're still doing this, what's the word?
Oh my God.
Better than like Neanderthal shit. Like, you know, like, I could totally see the United States at that time trying to show why they're a better country and to try to make Europe look, you know, like they're stuck in the past. Not saying that's fucking stupid, but you know.
Okay. You've opened my eyes to this entire idea of propaganda that I didn't even consider, that is now coloring my wonderful X-Men comics that I love. But, okay, we are going to go down the rabbit hole right now. We are going down official conspiracy theory by Simply Amazing. We're going to have to start like a conspiracy theory, Simply Amazing, like
Simply Amazing conspiracy theories. People, start the Reddit thread. I'm not on Reddit, but I'll get on Reddit if we get a Simply Amazing conspiracy thread.
Yes, we're going to do it. Okay, so here's the conspiracy theory. So World War II, you know, of course it was big, you know, Germany versus US versus everybody versus Japan, whatever. So, but after World War II, after, you know, Germany was basically crippled completely, like it had been a superpower, like, you know, ready to take over the world completely. And then it had been totally crushed by, you know, the war. And the United States went in and helped to rebuild parts of Germany. And I wonder if there's like, I would never say it was intentional. Like the writer was actually like Lynn Wein's like, oh, we're going to actually write this and we're going to screw the Germans. But I wonder if there was like this undercurrent of propaganda for so many years about how war-torn Germany was and how like the United States is going to bring it back and blah, blah, blah. Like, I wonder if that just colored people's opinion and that's what they ended up writing. They write these, so they end up writing about a German village. And of course it's like, well, it's a German village after World War II. It's got to be back in the Dark Ages then. Oh my God, guys, We are through the looking glass. We are through the looking glass here. We are being propagandized without even know we're being propagized.
Listen, and the whole, because I didn't know anything you said said earlier with the whole, you know, that they could have, you know, they were trying to have representation for different countries they want to market to at the time, which
again doesn't necessarily it's not necessarily the case, but when you look at the countries they chose, I mean, the USSR was the USSR was like the biggest superpower, one of the biggest superpowers in the world at the time. So, you know,
It makes sense. And especially if you're trying to get comic books in the market, you know, I mean, forever comics are always fighting to be in the market and to become something big and compete with all these other forms of entertainment and, you know, products to, you know, consume and enjoy. Right. But with that said, I'm more convinced that it's like, I don't know. Now I'm kind of like, again, nothing against people that are German or against Germany at all. Again, Germany, I respect Germany and the fact that they shame themselves enough for the shit they've done in the past. U.S., we need to take notes, United States. We need to learn some damn guilt and shame. We got zero, and that's a fucking problem. Jesus. But anyways, just get that out of the way, because that's the reality. Now, back to a fictional character.
This is an incredibly political episode, and I love it.
I'm sorry. I just listen. It this stuff gets political the second you just talk about one country and, you know, one country's heritage on a character that we all love so much, you know. But like, I don't know. I'm just like, again, to me, I'm like, yeah, Kurt was just an afterthought of being German, if that were the case. I'm not saying it's true or that blah, blah, blah. And it's not valuable that he is German. But I'm like, if he's going to be German, Let's get into those roots. Convince me of these roots of his. Convince me that this is essential to his character, you know, that's a part of it. It doesn't have to be his defining part of who he is by any measure. But like, you know, I don't know, maybe it'd be cool to see that too for fans of Kurtz that are German and they really do love that he's German. I don't know if you, Pete, you know, you guys out there that are German fans of Kurt that would like to see that, let us know. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like it sounds like it was kind of an afterthought maybe that he was made German and it hasn't really been that expanded on. So like, let's expand on it. I'm not all for stopping it because you've kind of already done what we've done for all these decades. Let's do something good with it.
So I want to speak to your comment about like, he doesn't really show his heritage as a German person or, you know, and I agree with you. And I like it. Like, I like the little touches. I like him just using, like, slipping into German words here and there and sometimes mentioning that he's, you know, like, English is a second language and that kind of stuff. I think that's very cute. I think a big part of it is, so, like, he was introduced as the German guy. And then very quickly afterwards, they started, like, not quickly, but, you know, pretty soon afterwards, they started fleshing out his backstory. And his backstory is not that... is that he was actually raised by like this Romani troupe with a circus. So I don't know how much German heritage he really, well, first of all, like as far as like his DNA, I mean, who freaking knows what's in there? Like, who knows? I mean, we'll find out, I guess, hopefully in the upcoming X-Men Blue Origins or whatever it's called. I can never remember what it's called, but yeah.
His destiny is in his DNA.
Oh my God. I hope so. So, oh my God, that would have been a great like tagline to like tease us is like his destiny is in his DNA. And it's like, oh my God.
Do you know how cruel it would be though if they did that and then they don't do what we're hoping they're going to do? I would be beating some ass. I'd be at Marvel. I would be like, you are never going to be forgiven. Absolutely.
Girl, do you know how many times I wanted to go to, do you know how many times I've wanted to come to Marvel with some pitchforks? I mean, it's just, yeah, it's, this is the curse of the fan. Absolutely. But yeah, so as far as his Germanness, like he was raised by Margali and, you know, this circus. So, I mean, you know, he speaks German, the people he was with were like from a Germanic nature, but who knows how actually involved he was in, you know, actually being amongst, you know, the citizens of Germany and all that kind of stuff and to know like what German culture really is. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I would just, if he is German and it's a part of him, I would just like to see a little more than it just in his accent a majority of the time. You know what I mean? Like every once in a while, let's get a backstory when maybe what happened Was there anything in Germany that happened when he was there that was even just a little nice moment? We know that he had people with pitchforks there and stuff. I get it. But, like, wasn't he there before, you know, that moment we saw in Giant Size X-Men as well? Like, does he, what does he remember about Germany that he likes? What German snacks does he like? I don't know. Just fucking something. Like, I guess for me, too, it's tough because, like, I have a character like Nightcrawler that I love so much where a big part of his heritage is, in my opinion, left out a lot of the time. And then I have another character I love so much I've talked about on here that Lisa yells at me about. Supergirl.
Yeah, I noticed, I noticed the hat.
Listen, where all they do... Yeah, I wore it on purpose. You're welcome. Where with Supergirl, all they do is talk about... They just focus only on the tragedy of Krypton and how she can't seem to forget it. And it's like, dude, do something with that storyline. So I personally, as a fan, I'm torn between two worlds. There's one character who I love very much that this part of his heritage I don't see a lot of, and I would actually like to see more, even if it's not my favorite thing. I want to understand it more because I love this character so much. And I have another character who I'm like, shut the fuck up and give her something other than being depressed and angry. Jesus fucking Christ. Like, fuck.
So you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren wants to see him eat more schnitzel.
Sure, why not? Like, at this point, if he's going to be German, you might as well go all out. That's where I'm at. I'm like, either go all out with it. You don't got to do all the stereotypical crazy stuff. It doesn't have to be his identity. But at least do something more with it or just stop. Like, pick a lane, Marvel. Pick a lane.
Well, there you go.
Both is not the answer here. This is one occasion. Both is not the answer. I'm sorry, Marvel. This is not one for you.
So all 2% of our audience who are German, please let us know what you think of Lauren. you know, let us know in, you know, you can say it in German. We have Google Translate and we will translate it and let the world know.
Jesus. No, listen, I already know y'all are like, all right, so we want Lisa to make her own podcast. Lauren can leave. That's fair. But again, I'm not against him being German. It's just it's so weird that it's apparently an essential part of his character because everybody's like, yeah, Kurt's German, German voice, but that's all I get. That makes sense.
I'm sorry, Lauren Can Leave is a great name for a podcast.
Damn it!
Oh my God, we should have a podcast where you, called Lauren Can Leave, where you just, every podcast you say something really controversial.
That'd be really funny. Yeah. Listen, if the fans would be fine and they knew that most of the time, unless I said otherwise, I would just be fucking around, I'm down.
Lauren Can Leave. That is, we'll put it on the list of all the thousands of ideas we have.
Or, listen, if you guys want to hear controversial opinions from Lisa, we can have Lisa Can Leave too. Both can exist in this case.
No, it's going to be Lisa Loves Lemon Cake.
What the fuck? I want to be positive too. Damn it.
All right. Well, I am positively happy that we had this conversation.
And on a roll today. On a roll. I am
positive that we are going to hear from you guys about your opinions. Tell us what you think. Should Kurt be German? Should he be something else? Should he be American? I mean,
listen, I don't think we deserve that.
Listen, okay, if you want American Nightcrawler, it's Nocturne. Go find her. She's amazing. So, yeah, so she's also a nepo baby, so there you go, you gotta love it.
And she's a woman and she's hot and she's amazing. I mean, what more do you want?
She's been inside Rachel.
Jesus fucking, so Jesus, here we go again, here we go again.
It's true though, it's you're true. All,
are you just like the inside police? You just know who's been inside who. You yeah. Should make a web, Lisa. That's what should police. Happen make a web of who's been inside who in the X-Men.
The inside police have been inside of your head. The inside police.
What the hell? That's good too.
That's not even me. I don't even know who sings that song. That's the Dream Police by, I don't know who sings it. Okay. So Lauren, tell them where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on the floor dying at everything Lisa says today, apparently. You can also find me on pretty much all social medias at FriendlyMBHDBI. And then of course, what you should really do is follow us on all the social medias at Simply Amazing, AMZING Pod. Something might be fully spelled amazing. I don't know. But you can find everything on simplyamazingpod.com. That's the one. Yes. I know.
I've been updating the website slowly but surely, so new stuff is on there. And you can find me having to pay for Lauren's medical bills because she's rolling on the floor, making her joints creak. Yeah, find us at simplyamazingpod.com. That's where you can find all of our socials, all of our information. We want to hear from you. Please, we love to hear your tweets. Send us questions. I like answering the questions. I think that's a lot of fun. If you guys ever want to come on as a guest host, I know some people have been talking about being a guest. We would love to have you. So just find us on our socials and we'll do that. And if you are out there questioning the ethnicity of your favorite people, that's a weird thing to do. But, don't worry about it. You're simply amazing.
What the fuck? So rude.